Oi, you. It's time for another episode of Dorothy and the Dealer. Let's tune into the conversation.
That can never be done.
And then that's the song. It's the circle of life. Did you ever see the guys on the plane?
And it moves us all.
That's a great song. Did you ever see the guys on the plane?
Through despair. Oh,
fucking hell. On the airplane from the play where
I was
they started
literally just
singing.
Thinking about that because they did a great job. I think it was that I went and saw The Lion King at the theatre show. It was so good.
Yeah,
they did such a great job.
Yeah.
But it was like they did like almost the flash sort of not flash mob, but they all burst into song on the plane and they just did such a great job.
Mm-mm.
I love musical theatre anyway.
Yeah.
Lola messaged me the other day asking me if I would go to Frozen with her.
When is Frozen on?
It's on in Perth in September.
And what is it, a play?
No, it's music. Yeah, it's a theatre. It's a show, yeah. You wouldn't like it.
Because sometimes they do it on ice and shit, you know?
It's not on ice. I don't think it is. No, I don't think it is. And her buddy's going and her friend's mum messaged me and said, oh, we've booked this day, Lola.
Yeah.
You know, Lola messaged. She said, oh, since you like it, do you want to go with me? Right. I said I would, but we're actually at Mastermind of Money that weekend.
Dang.
So I can't go. But yeah, that I love that stuff. And Lion King was so good.
So speaking about the circle of life, the song The Circle of Life. on that topic, I was thinking the other day about I started to notice with some of the older mates that I have, right, that are 65 and on, between 60 and 65, you know, that have lived a very full life, right? What I've noticed is common amongst them is they seem to give less of a fuck now. You know what I mean? They don't they don't care about saying it as it is. They don't feel they're going to insult, you know, and they feel if I've insulted you, it's because of how you've taken what I've said. And they seem to be a lot more like bulletproof than anybody who hasn't. Oh, it's hard for me to explain it. It's kind of like they're becoming a kid again. You know the way a kid has no filter?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So from that point on, they seem to be aware that there was at one stage a filter, but they just don't care anymore. You know, but it doesn't come from a place of being nasty. It comes from a place of being, hey, look, I've been through a lot. What are you going to tell me? Do you know what I mean? And not in a cocky way, but then from a kind of a way of, let me tell you, I'm going to actually administer some wisdom onto you so that you can understand, you know, you're giving a fuck about things that you really shouldn't give a fuck about. You're caring about stuff that you really shouldn't care about. And the only thing you really should care about is, you know, the life that you've lived and getting to the end of it and knowing that you've lived, you know, that you've put yourself out there, that you've had fun, that you've traveled, you haven't used any excuses of mental incapacity, physical incapacity, that you've actually done the things, you know, and that you've given it your best shot. Does that make sense? So what I feel is common amongst my friends that have really given it their best shot is that they have this really refreshing attitude, and it's actually really refreshing, you know what I mean? Like they don't get caught up in all the small stuff. It's like in part of their mind they understand that things are just cycles. Do you know what I mean? As you get older, it's just a fucking cycle, you know. This has all happened before, we've all been through it before, we'll continue to go through it. It's about how you manage yourself as you go through these cycles. Do you know what I mean?
I think so, yeah.
And turning 50 this year, I've also started to have those sorts of thoughts myself, you know, that I really need to just give less of a fuck about things, you know.
See, that's exactly, I was waiting for it. That's the problem.
What's that?
You say, okay, so let me talk to you about this, right? I agree with you that giving less of a fuck is really important, right? I think that what you're saying and what you're experiencing is absolutely, I see people who do that. And you have a high respect for people who just have a certainty around who they are.
Mm-hmm.
And when they have a certainty around who they are, they demonstrate who they are, and it doesn't matter to them whether other people their worth isn't based on what other people think about them. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But I think that when we're not there quite yet and we try to be there, that doesn't come off. And
of course.
And what you said there about I need to be more or we need to be more, that indicates that we're not quite there yet.
Well, I think, look, I think that that has levels to it. I think it all has levels to it. And I really see that, you know, I've always known that was there and I've always tried to be there. Some people are ahead of their years, some people aren't. And in times in my life where I really feel like I'm a juvenile in this particular scenario, I really am a juvenile. But then there's other times where I really feel like, you know, especially raising kids, you know, when I'm talking to them, I'm like, guys, you have to just not worry about that stuff. It doesn't mean anything. It's only here for today and it's gone tomorrow. And you're best to be really thinking about, okay, how can you be a better person? How can you be, you know, have, you know, be more understanding, but make sure that that understanding doesn't come across as weakness. You know, how can you understand who you are and be compassionate and empathetic and make a difference here as opposed to worrying about petty stuff, you know, things that are just, they just don't mean anything. Other than the meaning you're giving them, you know, because I feel like I'm shaping their self-worth and their self-esteem. But I agree with you.
Gets picked up, right? It's not something you say to them. It's something that they notice from you.
Yeah.
How they handle
Like I just had a message from one of my mates today apologizing for a comment he made yesterday when he saw a video clip of me doing this fucking pretty huge jump. It's got to be 9 foot tall at the goat farm. And it's fucking huge.
And like, did it look tiny though?
But the cameras never give
it. That's your excuse.
He laughed and he made this comment. And then he messaged me and said, hey, buddy, I'm really sorry. I just thought about what I said yesterday. I know what it takes to do stuff like that. It takes a lot of balls. And I shouldn't have said anything. But I went back to him and I'm like, dude, man, don't worry about it. You were right. How I landed it, you know, I could have landed it a bit better, da 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 da. But I love that part of him. But I also see that that's a part of him that's insecure. You know, you have to be secure in yourself. And because you can feel that the apology is more to do with his insecurity around, you know, losing the friendship or anything like that. And so I'm going to go and talk and say, listen, if you think that something like that is going to lose our friendship, that's if you insult
that
me.
That might be the case for some
I know, I know and obviously people. It's happened, might have happened before, whatever. But if you, I want you to understand, I want to sit with him and say, I want you to understand, you're a very important friend to me. Mm. And nothing, if you insult me and it affects me, I will talk to you about it. But I'll talk to you about it based on the fact that I let it affect me, not you insulted me.
Yeah.
I've got something going That's on important. Here that I, yeah. that I need to fucking, it's not, you know, because I know you love me. I know you care about me. I know you understand mm-hmm. things and you're just taking the piss. And let me tell you, for the rest of our lives, I'm probably going to take the piss out of you. Mm-hmm. You know, so, but don't think that, you know, so I just feel that at the moment, not giving it a fuck around things is about really understanding that we have got a very finite amount of time here. You know, our time really is quite limited. It goes so fast mm-hmm. and it speeds up. And I'm listening to even my girls going, God, Dad, this year, Lexi's going, God, Dad, this year I'm in the third quarter of the year, you know, and I really feel like time is speeding up. And I never thought like that when I was Lexi's age. It wasn't until I get into my 20s that I thought that, you know, so I'm like, I'm quite intrigued as to, you know, what that is. But I think that our time here is finite, and it's important. I've been doing a lot of work on my mission statement as well. I've been doing a lot of work on my mission statement over the past couple of weeks, and I've really started to realize, Mitch, your time is important here. You've got to do this, and there's, you know, you've a certain role in the long-term vision of this thing, because the vision of it is beyond my lifetime, but within this role, you have to play your part if we're going to hit that long-term vision, even mm-hmm. when you're not here, if the legacy is going to continue on, you know? So therefore, I think the fact that that's been happening, that I have to, you know, we have to be able to filter out what we need to give a fuck about and what we need to not give a fuck about.
Does that not happen, though, when you're clear about what you're... I think that that does boil down to your mission, because doesn't that happen naturally once you are clear with your mission? You tend to, you know, when we talk about having that long-term vision and keeping your focus on that vision, everything else kind of takes care of itself, because it's a challenge along the way, but it's not in the way. Do you know what I mean? And we talk about that being the finances and being whatever. And if you allow that sort of stuff to sidetrack you, then you take your focus off your mission.
Yeah.
So when you focus on your mission, some of those things are you utilize them as stepping stones, knowing that you need this skill or this ability or whatever to be able to handle this thing that's come up in order to fulfill your mission. But you don't give it weight or value because you are focused on an outcome. Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So just like when bills come in or when financial little issues happen and you're focusing on your mission, you don't turn and put all your emphasis on those financial things because you've got a bigger mission to fulfill here, right? So by the same token, when you have that mission, the little petty things, well, we're calling them petty. That doesn't mean that they're small, but it just means that they're petty in comparison to where we're going.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So isn't it just being clear on your mission that helps you to feel that? And then at what point is it I don't give a fuck about other people or I'm clear about myself? And like, do you know what I mean? Because people can come across as not caring, but actually they really do care, and they just want to come across as not caring. Do you know what I mean? And over here, then there's people who are just certain of themselves, and it's not that they don't care, it's that they care more about how they are, in the sense that they have a certainty about who they are, and they have a certainty about that the people that are meant to be around them are going to be around them. Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But over on the other side, you've got people that want to seem like they don't care, and therefore just
yeah, so they do actually care. So the way in which they protect themselves is to
pretend that they're not caring and that they don't care.
Yeah, yeah. So I think that maybe not giving a fuck is about knowing what you do give a fuck about.
Well, it's about locating where your fucks are supposed to be given. Do you know what I mean? Like to yourself and to your to your mission and to like. And people will call that selfishness, and I can understand that. But selfishness is about if you can't take care of yourself first, you're not going to be able to be there and be available to other people. So it's really about really being focused on where you do give your fucks. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Being really clear that these things are important to me. These make the measure of who I am.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't mean I don't care about you. It just means that if I know that if I don't put me first, then you're going to suffer anyway. So I'm best off putting me first and being clear and being present to what's real and what's true for me, because then I can assist or I can be there better for everybody else anyway.
Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean? So being clear about where you should give a fuck. And I think that maybe that's what I'm talking about, is that as you get older, you start to focus on, like, I look at my dad, you know, and he really gives a fuck about his kids. Like, he really, really gives a fuck about his kids, you know, and he really focuses on, you know, on staying fit and healthy and being able to be there for him. And, you know, I can see that he feels as if the clock is ticking, you know, but he's got this humility that says, you know what, I just want to be of service. I don't care. Don't bring me anything else. I just want to be of service. I just want to be able to help in any way that I can, so that I know that, you know, because I think that that's how he tells us he loves us, you know, is because he works his nuts off, you know, and that's his way of saying, this is how we love. We love by caring about what's important to us and doing what's important to us and giving all our time there and not giving a fuck about the little things that don't matter. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I think we also have to go through those little things that don't matter in order to learn who we are.
Definitely.
And in order to build to know how to learn how to give a fuck about the things you need to give
a fuck about. Well, also learning that they don't matter in the big scheme of things, but they matter in terms of getting you to that place. Do you know what I mean? I've been reading a book about that that is probably relevant to this conversation, but it's just new. Not new, but like I probably wouldn't be able to articulate it very clearly at this point. I've going to read the second, listen to the second book and just get clearer mm-hmm. on that. But she definitely, she talks about the different stages in terms of the male progression through
right.
through time, and what the different stages are mm-hmm. for the for men. And I think based on what you say, like what she talks, I don't know if I'm going to get this 100% correct because it's just new in the sense I've only listened to some of it and I have to listen to more of it to ingrain the information, right? But the final piece of the puzzle for a man is is that your phone?
Oh, my God. I don't even know what it's an alarm on.
Is that an alarm for some reason? So the final piece of the puzzle talks about the phase that a man will go through once he is he's clear on what he's here for. Like he understands what he's here for. He is no – it's not like a drive or an ambition to get to that place because he's already kind of at that place.
Right.
And talking about how you communicate to other people from that place is you're communicating from your wisdom. You're communicating from what you know rather than from a place of trying to prove who you are.
Right,
do you know what I mean?
Right, right.
And that's probably like a person who's reached a certain age would get to that type of energy. I think what you're trying to say is that when you're in a place where everyone can aspire to a place where they can focus and care more about what they think of themselves than what other people think of them.
Yeah.
And I think that from that perspective, I think that's an aspiration that everybody can have because mm-hmm. ultimately if we're driven by what other people think of us, then we're always going to be pushed and pulled and we're not going to ever get to a place mm-hmm. of fulfilling what our dream is, what our vision is. We're always going to be noticing how other people see us. But I think there's a fine line because – like I was saying, there's a part of you that does care. Like sometimes that you do care.
You're not cutting that part of yourself out just because you're living in the land of I don't give a fuck, you know. Mm.
So then how does that work then? Is it just that you – like because you've got to interact. You've got to interact with your partner. You've got to interact with your kids. You've got to interact with those, you know. So it's more around the energy of being present to who you actually are. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like I know you with your kids, you will go and do things. You'll teach them that you're number one. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So that you're teaching them that they're number one. But you'll go and do certain things. But there's times where you may interact in such a way where it does have an effect on how mm-hmm. the relationships play out in the family, right? So you can't be – I don't know. I'm trying to figure that out myself in terms of how can you be I don't give a fuck but also care? Do you know what I mean? I don't know a way to – I know it, but I don't know a way to articulate that.
But I think it's in what you said. I think it is to truly care about what's most important to you is to not give a fuck about anything else other than what's most important to you.
Right.
Because when you understand that, then your conscience kicks in.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean? And then you understand what your moral compass is. You understand what's important to you, what your values are, and you live in accordance with that.
Mm.
Does that make sense? And you don't have any white noise. You're just, this is my job. This is what I'm here to do. This is what I give a fuck about. You know?
Right. Do you think you're there yet?
I don't know whether the reason even I'm just observing it at the moment. Yeah. I'm going, fuck, this is really becoming it's really in my sphere of influence at the mm-hmm. moment. You know, I'm really seeing it a lot and I'm hearing it and I'm like, oh, I fucking really like that. You know, mm-hmm. it's strange.
Do you like the energy with which it's done? Do you feel like it's because you were saying it's not done with any sort of malice or anything like that.
That's
so do you feel like there's an energy of certainty there?
Yeah, I think that's what it is. It's certainty and maturity and it creates great conversations and no nonsense and do you know what I mean? It gets rid of a lot of the white noise where there's a bit where there's depth there, you know? Because I do have I do have a low tolerance, starting to get a low tolerance of time wasting, you know, like if I'm going to sit down and have the same conversation with someone, I'm not fucking interested, you know, I'm really just not interested.
Yeah.
But if we can sit down and talk about ideas and concepts and what we can do mm-hmm. and, you know, because you know, I remember Dispenza saying to me years ago, you know, you got to watch how you quench your addictions. And you have addictions to everything. Mm-hmm. If you're coming out of the bedroom and walking up to the missus going, fucking hell, did you see that on Facebook last night? And just talking about, you know, that's your addiction to resentment. That's your addiction to gossip. It's your addiction to things. You're best to really
be clear, with be what clear
about
what,
about talking about, you know, the future, you know, talking about inspiration, innovation, mm-hmm. things that are important. Mm-hmm. Where could we go? How do we get there? How do we build this? How do we mm-hmm. make this happen for us? How do we make sure you're okay, I'm okay, rather than sitting down and idle, having idle chit-chat? Mm-hmm. You know, I remember being with DeMartini and he fucking just does not do any idle chit-chat. He just doesn't do it.
Yeah.
You know, he
brings into his sphere people who don't do that as
and
a
result. And people who come into his sphere are on topics that are important, you know? It's just on topics that are important, and I love that. I think that's incredible.
Do you know, it's 10 years this month since we did the first, it was called the Masterminds of the Caribbean, since we did the first cruise.
Wow.
I got a picture come up on a memory come up on Facebook of little Lexi. Do you remember how her hair was at that time? It was little
Bob,
so cute. And so Lola magic. Was just a little one back then.
Yeah, so magic.
And
I love when these little photos come up. Oh, I think those reminders are so great cute. On the phone. They're just fantastic.
But yeah, it was reminding me that we were in the lounge going off to LA. Do you remember we went to LA for a couple of days and then we went to the cruise, and that was just such a big thing. I loved that so much.
Yeah,
just being able to make that happen, bring everybody together. Sit them down, getting them talking to these guys. Yeah. I love that so much.
It was amazing.
So it's been 10 years. It feels like it was. It's less than that.
Yeah.
And also feels like it was. It's so long ago, but it was 10 years ago.
So loved
this
it.
This month. Yeah. There you go.
Here's to traveling.
Yeah.
Even if you live the most extraordinary life, there is always more to learn. This is why tens of thousands of people are using MJB Seminars techniques to hack their consciousness and bridge the gap from where they are to where they actually want to be.
MJB Seminars use cutting-edge transformational processes that are science-based and backed to help people break through subconscious barriers and limiting beliefs in order to reset, reboot, and live inspired. If you'd like to know more today, Google search MJB Seminars Bridge the Gap. Click on the first link and watch the video.
Now, for simply watching the video, you will also receive a complimentary coaching session with one of our master coaches valued at over $600 to help you get traction in your life today. Remember, live life inspired.